I am so happy to be with you today. My name is Magdala Ramirez, and today we're going to be talking about the resurrection of the Divine Feminine, that it is so much in the air in this time and space. What do this mean, and what it means for you personally too? And what does she bring in? The truth is that the Mother, the Great Mother, is talking to many women everywhere in the world. She is guiding the people. She is guiding the human beings back into their original vibration that we have been talking about for a very, very long time. But what do this mean? It means that it is a revolution going on. It means an evolution of the true human being. When I see the evolution, you know, like higher consciousness and another understanding about this is right on. But at the same time, I see it as an involution, like going back into the original vibration. It is a spiral. It is that spiral that it goes all the way to the galaxies. And that revolution that you're taking place is a non-violent revolution. Why? Because if you get violent or you get angry with the system that it was imposed on you, you're going to get hooked into the same system, fighting with the system. It only going to bring you despair and more connection and thinking that they have power over you. It is actually putting in action this belief system that they have power over you, and they don't. The system does not have power over you. No one has power over you. You have been free, and you are free, and this is where you're going. So the Mother is bringing all these ancient teachings that it was hidden. And the whole core of her teachings, it has to do with the inside and bring it into the outside, the ways of the feminine. For such a long time, your mind got used to think about deduction mind from the outside to the inside. And now it has to do with that induction mind from the inside to the outside. The things that you know. The things that you do recognize as truth, that it is breaking the old paradigm, the old belief system, and bring it forward in living in that truth. For such a long time, many countries it has been fighting about preserving a way of living that it is not working. A way of living that it has been about a patriarchal system. And the brainwashing about that way of living, it has been there for many, many, many generations. Now here comes the Divine Feminine, and the Divine Feminine is changing that way of living. How? When she is able to put it on what she knows. When she is that beautiful warrior, that it is facing the system within her own self and recognizing that she has been driving based on belief system that it is completely obsolete. It is a higher truth. It is a revolution. It is a different understanding about life. Because when you begin to vibrate as life, you know that your freedom is being active all around you and inside of you. And that you're going to respect the freedom of everyone else. And that you're going to see beyond the cultural and the little stories, your little stories as well as your tribe stories. The story of your country, the story that it was imposed on you and created that belief system. You are going to be able to see beyond all these limitations and yet preserving your traditions. The Divine Feminine is not in here to destroy any religion or tradition, but to consummate them, as we have been saying. This means that in the very, very beginning, all religions and traditions understood that we are one. Means that when you're born and you were a baby, you do understand the interconnectedness because it's natural. Maybe when you began to grow up, then it was imposed on you all this belief system that it has been separating the people for a very, very long time. It is you, the one that understands your higher truth. It is you, the one that wants to bring that higher truth into being. And you and me together, just like a braid, we can do these big changes in the world for the highest good of everyone. The Divine Feminine has the ability to see the bigger picture. You know that only in your little world, you know, we cannot do too much. But when we join forces, we remember together. When we understand that love is the connection, we do remember together because what you know, I will know. What I know, you know. There is no more hidden secrets or hidden agendas. The Divine Feminine recognizes that it is not only in the verbal speech what you learn. You know, the verbal speech that you have with everyone around you is only maybe 5% of the whole communication. There is a story behind. A story behind that you have the ability to recognize it. Sometimes it's a story behind and a story behind and a story behind. You have the ability to connect in a much more stronger form. And that interconnectedness is much more powerful of just that little sense of reality that it is happening in the little world. The Divine Feminine has the ability to transmute pain and suffering, because you do realize that pain and suffering makes you vulnerable into the manipulation that the system do to you. You can see that it wasn't about the pain, it was about the experience. You can see that you can transmute all these parts of your emotional body, that emotional body was getting you hooked into different experiences, and then fear came into being. And this is the time where that Divine Feminine, it is able to master the fear, not deny it, but master it. Love anyway. Because you know that love is life. Because you know that love is that connection. You want to use that experiences as a stepping stone, not as a hookup in your evolution. You are the revolution means you have the ability to use, in a good way, use all the experiences as a stepping stone. It is time for you to forgive yourself for whatever it is. It is time for you to also recognize whatever pain you inflicted into others and ask for that forgiveness too. But this is coming naturally when you can see this from the other step of the pyramid, a higher step of the pyramid. Raising your consciousness is the call. And yeah, we have a lot of things to do. You know that in that revolution, you know deep inside. That nobody's going to come and save you. That it is you the one that needs to make that effort. That massive consciousness that it has been in this planet for a very, very long time, feeling entitlement and feeling completely disconnected with the one that created. It was a kind of teenager way of thinking. Now we are more into that adult way of thinking. Understanding the responsibility that you have means you're not victim of anybody but yourself. Can you stop that? Oh, yeah. If you create situations in your life, in your body, well, you can undo it. It is you the one that cleaned that mess. It is you that feels that responsibility, and through that responsibility, you embrace your own freedom. Yes, you do have all the assistance, though. We have the assistance of many, many, many beings all around us. And of course, the Great Mother at all times. That at the moment that you ask, Mama, are you here? You will hear her voice saying, and here I am. Now, can you be there too for the Great Mother? Because you have come here into this realm with a purpose, and you're doing it in one way or the other. But you need to be more conscious about it, because you are raising that consciousness. You know that through that connection that you have with the whole creation, it makes you stronger. It makes you that realization, because all this knowledge are being passing through. That's a law of vibration, a law of frequency. In what frequency are you? Are you in the frequency of pain and separation? That is exactly how you're gonna connect. Are you in the frequency of love and remembering? That is the frequency that you're gonna get. Means the remembrance of one. It is the remembrance of the many. Means that your voice and my voice and everyone's voice, that it is ready to make that change. We are weaving into one, a beautiful tapestry, multicolored tapestry. Because we can see beyond the little world, that little world that it has been trapping you for a very long time. And that seeing beyond that little world means put it into exercise, your own liberation, your own freedom. A different way of thinking, because you have changed deep inside of you already. The resurrection of the divine feminine is you and me. It is all of us together. It is stepping out from that little world that it has been enslaving. Means it is not greed or money or separation that it drives our lives in that belief system. It is recognizing that the highest good of one, it is the highest good of the many. And you are involved in it. That you're here to understand service unto others. That means that it is not like you're the servant, I said, service. And that service into other means that if you're kind to each other, you're being kind to you, because everyone, it is also part of you. It is touching the heart of the many because your heart, it is being connected directly with the one that created you. It is understanding that in that heart you have a higher truth about yourself, and that makes you recognize that you are your higher self. Yes. A lot of work to do. And we are in this together. You're not alone. Nobody is alone. The mother is everywhere. It is in you as it is in me. And recognizing that divinity in you, it makes a perfect reflection of that divinity in me. And together, we can create a higher understanding of what it means being human. This is our time. This is our time, my brother, my sister. And yes, the work, the spiritual work, is inside of you. And we can work this one together too. Deny the bottle. And in that way, you can hold on to who you are for real. It is the time that those voices that it was making you feel bad about yourself are going, are leaving you, because you're not feeding them anymore. You're not identifying with them anymore. We can do this. We can do this because of love. Because I love these beautiful children. Because we love the people. Because we love ourselves. Because we are love. We can do this together. I am inviting you to join the school. We have a School of Ascension. You can check my website about that. We are going to begin to travel to Europe too. So if you are in Europe, oh my gosh, I want to give a hug to you, my brother, my sister. It's going to happen in sometime in July. We have priestess ceremony. We have moon dance ceremony. We have webinars coming. Join us. For everything has been designed for this time and space when we can see a higher version of ourselves. And we can help each other to get into it, even knowing that you really, really need to know that the only one that you need to reach is yourself. And following that voice of the Great Mother, that it is happening within your own self. It's a different time and space. This is the golden era. We are in that transition times. That transition times has to do with purification times. Means it is the time to let go the things that doesn't belong there. In this new world, the door, it's about the union of polarities, the perfect balance of your male and female within your own self. It is true that it is in that realm of the feminine, that inside world, where all these teachings and this guidance is happening for all human beings. But it needs to be into the manifestation, and that is your masculine way. We can do this together. Your key is so unique. That key of your balance is so unique that nobody can use it. Nobody can use that key, only you. You cannot use my key. No, you cannot use anybody's key. It is you. You are making a sacred choice right now. I am with you. I have always been with you. I have always loved you. love has always been the way for all human beings. Send us an email. Be in touch with us. Keep on sending emails. Be in touch with us. Be in touch with this incredible force that we all are. You are the biggest leader of yourself. And this is the time to do what you have come here to do. You are a spirit that holds a body. This is the time that you remember. Join us in the school. We are in campaign for the school. We want the people to realize that it is you, the one that needs to make that spiritual work. You have so much assistance, but you need you in your life. That real you. That is just way too important in this time and space. We are in this radio everywhere in the world and keep on growing every day. And it is very, very beautiful to see this incredible connection with everyone. Know that I love you, that I can feel you. I hope you can feel me. I recognize you. Can you recognize me? Help us to have this radio going and make a donation if you can. It doesn't matter how much money or how, but we do need to keep on going because it is way too important for the higher picture of the human being. You are that divine feminine. And I honor you and your work. Thank you. Tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate. I am you.